October 24th, 1982 is a day that I do not remember but will never forget. Back to that in a moment, see if you can figure out what I'm talking about. Today we celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord, which marks at one and the same time the end of the Christmas season and our entrance back into ordinary time. And throughout the weeks of this coming liturgical year, more often than not, we will hear a gospel reading from St. Mark's gospel, as we did this morning. St. Mark is the shortest gospel of the four, and that shortness also provides a certain intensity to Mark's gospel. He's frequently saying Jesus immediately did this, and then immediately he did this. One commentator on the passage that we heard this morning wrote this about the baptism of the Lord in Mark's gospel. The pace of the baptism ought to leave the reader breathless. In one verse, Jesus arrives and gets baptized. Before the reader can blink, Jesus is already popping up out of the water while the heavens are torn open, and the Holy Spirit comes screaming like a paratrooper through this cleft in the cosmic boundary between heaven and earth to launch the invasion that will mean the liberation of the cosmos. Quite a description of the baptism of the Lord. Why was Christ baptized? After all, surely he didn't need to be baptized. John was proclaiming a baptism of repentance for sin, and of course our Lord is free of all sin. He did so as a pattern, as an example, to make holy the waters, if you will, and teach us how we are called to be baptized as he was. And the intensity of his baptism that is so characteristic, particularly of the Gospel of Mark, reveals to us something about ours. We could easily be deceived by the simplicity of a little infant over here at the baptismal font and some little bit of water being poured over the head to think that baptism is not very much of a big deal. Even sometimes I think we think of it as just kind of a nice little ritual that we do at the beginning of a child's life. But every time someone is baptized, the pattern that was set at our Lord's baptism is repeated. The Holy Spirit, again, comes screaming like a paratrooper from heaven to take up residence in the soul of the one being baptized. In baptism, you and I became temples. The Blessed Trinity came to dwell within us. God lives in our souls, so long as we persevere in that grace of our baptism. In that moment, we became a son or a daughter of God, just as Jesus heard the Father, "You are my beloved Son." So this happens for us when we're baptized by grace. Christ is the Son of God by nature. We become sons and daughters of God by grace. And at that moment of our baptism, our soul was literally changed forever, permanently. We became new creatures, so that now God looks upon us and sees not merely a human person, but a human person who has become his adopted child. Our whole life is changed. Baptism, the day of our baptism, really, truly, is the most significant day of our lives. That's why, for me, October 24th, 1982, is a day I don't remember, but I will never forget. The day of my baptism. Do you know the day of your baptism? You know, we celebrate birthdays, wedding anniversaries, the significant moments in our lives. Why would we not celebrate each year this anniversary? So if you don't know your baptism, your homework this week is to figure it out. If you have maybe your record at home, look it up, or you can contact the parish where you were baptized and they can tell you the date of your baptism. Our Lord's baptism marked the beginning of the public phase of his life, his mission to save the world, which until this moment was hidden in the obscurity of Nazareth. But now as the Holy Spirit comes upon him, he's set forth on this mission to save us from sin and death. Our baptism, too, is the beginning of a mission that God has for us. In our baptism, he gives to us a task that is meant to be lived then throughout the whole of our life. And it's a task that's meant to be the first task of our life before anything else we are or we do. It's the task of becoming a saint. In the baptism rite, there's a litany of the saints before a child or an adult is baptized, to ask all the saints to intercede for this person who now is being given that call to become a saint. To be a saint means to allow the whole of my life to be transformed by the grace of God, so that people will look at me and see Jesus, the Son of God, living his life in me. There's no part of our lives that is not meant to be transformed by the Lord, handed over to him. And that's a high calling, one that we can only accomplish by his grace, but that can be accomplished by his grace if we give ourselves to that task. You know, certainly this past week we were reminded in a very dramatic and quite disturbing way of the political tensions with which we live in our day and age. We might ask, what am I called to do in the face of this? There might be any number of ways we'd answer that question, but for us as Christians, as Catholics, as baptized sons and daughters of God, the greatest service we can give to our country is by becoming saints. The history of the world bears this out, that it is saints who change the course of history. The more you and I give ourselves over to this call of our baptism, to become the saints that God has made us to be, the more not only will our personal lives be transformed, but society will, a culture. I'd like to conclude today by sharing with you some words of one of the fathers of the church, St. Gregory of Nazianzen. He lived in the 4th century. We just celebrated his feast on January the 2nd. And in a sermon he gave on the baptism of the Lord, he spoke these words many centuries ago, but nonetheless that remain true today. Today, let us do honor to Christ's baptism and celebrate this feast in holiness. Be cleansed entirely and continue to be cleansed. Nothing gives such pleasure to God as the conversion and salvation of men for whom his every word and every revelation exist. He wants you to become a living force for all mankind, lights shining in the world. You are to be radiant lights as you stand beside Christ, the great light, bathed in the glory of him who is the light of heaven. You are to enjoy more and more the pure and dazzling light of the Trinity, as now you have received, though not in its fullness, a ray of its splendor, proceeding from the one God in Christ Jesus our Lord, to whom be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.